needs religion. It's like the glue that holds it together, and we don't have that.
Vice President Kamala Harris visiting a semiconductor plant in Michigan today. Earlier on the tarmac, asked about her takeaway from Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden over the weekend.
He is focused and actually fixated on his grievances, on himself, and on dividing our country.
Police saying fires set at ballot boxes in Oregon and Washington State are connected, and they have identified a suspect's vehicle. Quarter pounders are coming back to 900 McDonald's that pulled them from the menu last week because of E. coli cases, one of which was deadly. The onions seem to be the problem, and they're going to stay off the sandwiches. Former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled to be released from prison today after serving a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The vice presidential candidates in Wisconsin today, Democrat and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz making stops in Waukesha and Manitowoc, while Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was in Racine and Wausau. A nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 4 years ago doesn't surprise Wood County Clerk and Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner.
You can look in your mailbox daily and find something from either of the parties or any of the candidates that say, you know, vote early. So I think that is turning out a lot of folks.
Early voting in Wisconsin began last week. It's that time of year again. Keep an eye out for deer in roadways. The State Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight. Winds get even feistier tomorrow, gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour. It'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees. 99.7.
just go ahead now. When there's diamonds in his pockets, and that's a rip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now.
Truth, pain is the hole you find. XFM Sports.
Steve Stricker's PGA Tour Champions event, which is moving to TPC Wisconsin next year, will be moving to a team format. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The three-day tournament will feature partners playing together for the first time. The event will be held June 6th through the 8th. Despite NFL Network reports that suggest that Jordan Love's groin injury is not a serious one, Packers coach Matt LaFleur was not tipping his hand and said he's not sure where those reports are coming from. LaFleur did say that if Love feels well enough to play this Sunday, he willed against the Lions. Week 8 of the NFL season wrapping up tonight with the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers playing host to the 2-5 New York Giants. NBA basketball, the Bucks are on the road tonight taking their 1-2 record to Boston to take on the 3-0 defending NBA champion Celtics. Bucks will be trying to end a two-game losing streak. Game 3 of the World Series tonight in New York City, the Yankees trailing the Dodgers 2-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Take me down to Funky Town.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up the afternoon, it's Aaron in the middle of a 50-minute music hour. Only the good die young. Some Billy Joel on Max FM.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. Proud. We might be laughing a bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only better, but I said, hey, I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Will be the one. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby. You know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good. Only the good die young.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Smell them right, so you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with
wanna rock it, girl. You can move, but be calm. Let's go, let's give it a whirl. See, it appears to me you like the way I move. I tell you what I'm gonna do. Pull you close and share my groove. So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more, and you all can meet me in the middle of a course. And the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. What a great Packer game again yesterday. The green and gold coming up big with a game-winning field goal. And it's got to be interesting being the new guy on a team and you win the game 2 weeks in a row. Packers with their biggest challenge of the year coming up on Sunday as they take on Detroit. Now we just got to get the Badger football team another win as they head into this next weekend. 50-Minute Music Hour continues up next with 99.7 Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, warm, a low near 60. And a mix of sun and clouds and staying mild tomorrow, high around 80. Showers around Tuesday night and Wednesday, breezy and colder. Temps fall out of the 70s in the morning to the 50s by evening. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 67 right now.
99.7
touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a
headed someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Turn.
99.7 Max FM. A shout out to all of our men and women in uniform today who work as a first responder, our police officers, our firefighters, emergency medical technicians and paramedics, and of course, the link that keeps everybody connected, our 911 operators. Shout out to you and for all the work you do, not just today, but every day of the year to keep us all safe.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going. Can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch.
touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, them a white or a tape. To learn what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said, if you can't prove the list, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it. For a winner, dance to this, and you're gonna get there. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 8 days until Election Day, former President Trump in Powder Springs, Georgia today at a faith-based rally. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Michigan, taking Trump to task for some of the poor-taste comments and jokes made at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally, especially by some opening speakers, one calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Last night, Donald Trump's event in Madison Square Garden really highlighted a point that I've been making throughout this